Okay, we are Tav Tavites, Sif Dalet. Ein Mochen es HaChalovim, no mehapchim behem, afil l'shat chragav yisedos. If you have Chalovim fats that you want to use for soaps or for candles, things that they used to use, Chalev, they used to use it for different things. So, in order to preserve it, they used to salt it. So you can't salt chalavi, even if it's just a little bit of salt, which all you need is a little bit of salt, but since that's the ibud of it, you can't salt it. Even though we said by the high, we said that if it, you shecht it, it's gonna go the ibud, so we let you put it in a place where it can be stepped on and whatever, but chalavi we don't let. And you can't, flip them, because it also helps, or put it on top of something to dry out. Even though you shechted on yontav, you can't go ahead and salt meat on top, because this is really ma'abed. This is the ibud of chalavim. Therefore, it's aser. Eli shehu daf av v'chaved. And Eli, which is a big chopping block, klihu, that's called a kli. Any cutting board also be called a kli, anything like that. Eli shemalachto leiser, lichtosh b'harifus. It's just a kli shemalachto leiser because it's made for smashing things, smashing rifos or like stalks and things or whatever. If you want to use it instead to go ahead and to chop meat on it, that's fine, because it's kli shemalach d'lisser. Even though it wasn't muchan on Yom Tov, or more machmir on Mukse, it wasn't muchan for this thing, but it's okay. However, after you go ahead and you chop on it, it's also to move it. Unless you're going to use it again, obviously. It's also to the chamel tzeil. But letzorach gufo b'kol shari, the chiddush of this halacha is basically saying that even though yes, on Yom Tov we're machmir for muktza, the kli shemalachta leiser is nechshav muchan klape any use you need it for or gufo makomo. It's not considered something which is not al daitai. Tough kuf. Ain koning baser a piece of dummy. We're getting to different. If a person, doesn't have meat and he needs to go to the butcher to get meat on Yom Tov, what do you do? Ain koning baser a piece of dummy. You can't go in and say, "Listen, okay, I'll pay you, $20 for it or whatever." Lomer l'tabach ten li selo shtayim. You can't say, "Give me a selo worth of meat." Mechein lo yoimar lo. Harini shutuf imcha b'selo, or say I'm not selling it. I'll be a shutuf with you, or things like words like that. Elamachalik lahem shlishiyos, erviyos kafi hachalachim shederach lachalik beir below pisuk domim. Whatever is usual to give out on just on a like the butcher would have to cut up specific pieces. Obviously, we're talking about over here. He's taking it, not paying on Yom Tov, obviously. He's taking it, and he'll pay him after Yom Tov. So it's also to say, give me this amount or whatever, but if he has set, cut set pieces that, are sliced already, this 200 grand, whatever it is, so that he can just, and he can give that out, that's fine. You want to get a pack of deli or something, that's fine. Now maybe shtei behemos, and he can bring two behemos a yom or zukazu, and then he can bring two behemos and say, well, whatever you gave me from this one, whatever you'll give me today, I'll give you back from this behemah or something like that, because that's like a chalipin, it's like a kenyan. That maybe, and he can go ahead and bring shtei behemoth v'yomar zukadu, l'machar shamin anisheres, sheshava kach yifrelo, then you make a cheshbin from the other cow. That's okay, because that's not a clear Mekach Memkar. Hagav, Yisrael and Dafka be Yisrael, Gav be Yisrael, Shari Kei Gavna. Only Yisrael to Yisrael's mutter in that, saying this will take part of this animal, whatever it is. as a shutfus. Well, Yisrael im any Yehudi afilu kayagavna also, because it's not, we don't generally make shutfus with goyim, with animals and things or whatever. There are cholkim and because it looks more like a cholkim, it's not normal, so it looks like you're making a mekachol memkar. Now there are those who are cholkim. However, it's better, you know, to be machmir. Again, these things aren't so common. Maybe will be common as we know geah to, let's say, you want to buy medicines and things like that. You know, or you go to a gemach, you know, medicine gemach, things like that. So then you have to be careful about, you know, sometimes they're from pharmacies open on Yom Tov. Oh, I need this and this. You can't mask your money. You just say, okay, take this, and it's understood you'll give it back. Things like that, but you can't be mask your any sort of money. I'll pay you tomorrow, anything like that. Also, lishkol basar fil bebeisai. It's also to weigh meat in your house. Leida kama yuvashel, to know how much you have to go ahead and to, you need to cook. Or fil litl bekaf mazayim. The shavar min achbarim also. Even to put it, you have a big scale. And the mice that you want to save it from the mice, you put it on the scale. It's also to do that. Im hi tzluya b'makom shvegil lishko. If it's in the regular place, hanging in the regular place, people put scales. If it's like, for instance, in your kitchen. But if it's in if you have a scale somewhere else, moznayim, so then you can put it there. Afil lishko mana, can they get mana also? Even if you're just checking one mana, negate another mana, it's still also to go ahead and move to the chol. And if you really can't, go ahead and weigh things on Yom Tov. However, you can estimate the weight in your hand. You can go ahead and you can take, okay, this I know is this much. So you're going to go, you can take the other hand and try to estimate, that's okay. But tabach uman, however, a butcher who knows what he's doing, a feel zeh aser, because we say that that is mamash shkila, because that's derech mekachol memkar, because he knows exactly, he's so used to it, he knows exactly how much each thing weighs. But im hu yodeh lechavin derech chatichosoi, if he can just look at a piece and say, yeah, I don't know how much this weighs, this one lechatech litra, lechatech litra, he can figure it out from cutting it. Even though he knows how much this thing weighs, that's okay. And a couple of nakudas here that you do say that measuring matzah, tzarech mitzvah, like you want to weigh matzahs, that's what you're meaning, to weigh matzahs. So it's the place can bring that you can go and bring a Pesach Dvir, who says it for a mitzvah, brings a Shulchan Aruch, and for you can mode the Torah mitzvah, so the priest can bring whatever. Say therefore, it could be it's okay for a mitzvah. a couple other just interesting nakudas here. It's a stam aside point, but I just wanted to be curious to point it out. Not negiah to Yom Tov, but negiah to Shkila. There's a din in Choshe Mishpat, it's in Parshas Kiseitzei, but you have to have Eifat Tzedek, you have to be sure you have weights which are exact. Just on the side point, there's an issue to be machzik, a scale in your house, which we'd use for business, which is not exact. So meaning, if you go ahead and you have a regular, you know, cheap scale, it's also for you to use that for any sort of, you have some meat or something, you want to weigh your matzah, you want to weigh and sell it to your neighbor, whatever it is. It's also to do that because this is not an accurate scale, not a commercially accurate scale. So therefore, it would still be also to go ahead and to use a scale like that, unless something which was actually commercially checked by, you know, whatever, it wouldn't use it. People make a mistake in that, and they think, well, I can just weigh it, whatever. There's an isser, even if the other person's meichel, there's an isser of Evan Shlema and things and whatever. I had a question here, well, why is it a motzer for the tabach to go ahead and to weigh with his hands? Who says that that's not ifatetic, that's not a real, that's a scale, it's not exact. So the pshat is that since either it's on a scale, it's just his hands, and it's not a big deal. Only issur is with a scale. That's a simple pshat. You could say, well, maybe because since he knows exactly and he can tell, so it is an accurate scale. That's what seems to be like, why it's usur over here. Okay, just a ha'ara. Sif gimel. Ein naikvin nekev v'basa v'sakin litlosobo. We don't make a hole, punch a hole in a piece of meat with a knife to, so you can hang it on a hook. But you can, because that's darker, whatever. But if you go ahead and you take your finger and somehow stick it through, that's okay. It's a shina. If you make like a simen on it, you want to make a big S for Schwartz. I don't know, whatever on it. Mutter. Well, no, I can't do an S, but you do a whatever. You do a squiggle. That would be mutter. A feel of a sakin to make a simen that's not you're not writing, you just do like a you cut a corner, whatever it is, not actually writing. But that would be okay with a sakin because that's not like a thing that brings the Gemara in Chul and says he used to, you know, that Ravuna used to cut in a triangle so they knew it was his, things like that. Not that you actually write a simen. That's Mishavurus Befeish. Molgim harosh harglayim meliga again is to go ahead and you want to take off the hair. Molgim in hot water. Molgim harosh harglayim mahavim oisamba or also another different or you can somebody take it off if you lightly roast it in a fire and it helps get the hair off or burns the hair off. About ain teiflim oisamba sid you can't put hair removal cream on it to get the hair off. Below b'charsis. Or other types of stuff. Harsis lo ba'adama, you can't put mud on it to like, you know, I'm sure people can ask your wives what stuff is used to go ahead and waxing, I don't know, whatever. Don't put that on dead animals' skin to take the hair off, that would suffer. And goizanay sambe mismarayim, and nor can you cut the hair, even though, yes, there's no ziza because again, we're talking about the animal's dead. But angels and misparayim shenirika oisul letzarach haseyar, because that doesn't look like you're doing for the meat. It looks like you're doing gziza, which looks like you're doing a malacha on yantiv, nothing to do with ochel nefesh. Mutar limloach kama chatichos vas achas. You're allowed to salt a bunch of pieces of meat together. Avish einu tzarach ela achas. Even though you know you only need one, so you're allowed to go ahead and do a bit of harama. Because you know, you shecht an animal. You have a whole bunch of meat there. What's going to be? It's going to go bad. You know, it's going to have dam. It's going to have problems. So you only need one. But once you're salting, so it's not a tircha to go ahead and to just throw salt all over five pieces as opposed to one. However, hagav yeshavim delo shari laharim v'akolim achil shachar. It's the only time it's mutter to do harama. Now this is also. Idea of harama also that we're going to see by Bishul, Afia, whatever, that if you want to cook a lot, want to bake a lot, but you, say for the next day, say it's 2 days for the next day, for a whole, whatever, and so you have to be careful how much you put in and not, but there's idea of harama to go ahead, we'll see then, about putting extra in, when is that allowed or not. Chupanim over here by Melicha is only al motor wakon mechil shacharis, because then you could say, well, yeah, it could be he could use it for today, it's shayich. We'll just make a huge barbecue, invite everyone over, whatever it is. But al kapanim, if it's in the middle of the day and he has to salt it, it's pretty obvious he's not using it for, he'll be using it. You're allowed to salt meat on yomtiv. Even if you could have done it erev yomtiv, it's still okay. You're allowed to do it. Because it could be that if you leave it sit in salt for too long, there's different cheshbonos that it's better to do it right away because you have to soak it, different things like that. You better do it right before you go ahead and you start cooking it. So therefore, it's mutter. Noagin lenaker basar biyamtiv is a minig to go. We're allowed to. The minig is to go ahead and do nikur Bandikur is all the Gidanoshe and all the Chalavim, which Ashkenazim don't have a Masar anymore about doing it. At least in the back half. In the front half, taking off different pieces we do have, you're allowed to go ahead, but real Nikur, we don't have such a Masar on Malkul Panim. If you know what you're doing, then it's Mutar on Yantiv. If you Nishkat Meir of Yantiv, you still be allowed to do it. V'toiv, it's better to go ahead and do a little bit of a shinui and you hold the shanos ve'ezadaver. If there's a way you could go ahead and do some sort of shinui, use a slightly different knife to, if you can, you do a different knife than usual to do the nikur, or other things. But again, don't you know, it's only because it looks like you're doing malacha, but don't play around. A person, you know, starts doing the shinui, I'm going to start doing nikur with my left hand, and thereby, you're not going to do proper nikur, you come to shilas of karis, and I don't know what, and laughing, it's okay. You don't do that. Only if the shinui is not going to go ahead and pogea in taking out the everything else. Also, the post can talk about, can you do, when can you do handacha on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, and not, you're allowed to, whatever, all these things. Again, this is all hechsher for Torah Chachila, and we're mekel, and we're generally mekel. And Tavkuf Aleph. Ein mevakin eitzim min ha-kairos, she'ondos lebinyin. If you have wood, which a person's going to build, like, let's say he has Shabbos right before Sukkot, and he has pieces of wood he's going to build a sukkah with. You can't go ahead and you need fire. Let's say, it doesn't really work out because we're talking about a Yom Tov. It'll work out for Sukkot, whatever it's for a binyan, whatever it is. Maybe it was left over, I'm not sure. Then you can't cut a piece off, chop a piece off, or break it, of the wood to use for your fire. Because it's muktzah, they're muktzah. They're not mukhanin. They're supposed to, you're building with them. Your person here in Eretz Yisrael, the kids put aside a bunch of wood for Lag BaOmer fire. It's for fire, so I don't know. It could be, it's okay. But I don't know. That could be levi muktzah also. So that would, you can't use that wood. Afilu im ha'isa ve'u'a me'ev yamta ve'koibili shavir. You know, you could tell, yeah, this thing's gonna break and whatever, unless you thought about it. But inishba be'ev yamta, if you broke ev yamta, im e'efsha la'hasika below bikua, if you can't just take the piece without chopping it, mevakim imena chatichas gadolos, you could go ahead and just cut off big pieces. With an axe or a hatchet or anything like that, a little migera or a saw. And the kofitz, you have to use a knife. Kofitz is a cleaver. You can use a cleaver. Pierce sakin shel katzavi. V'yesh oisim bo shnei roshim. The miksas the kardum, and they do some of the cleavers have two double sided. So that's done a little bit to a kardum. V'tzada kotzer shelo. Therefore, if you have a cleaver which has two sides to it, so therefore you use the smaller side, not the big side. We don't know exactly what the kleifetz of the Chazal is talking about. And the only thing you can use is a knife to go ahead and chop chunks of wood off to go ahead and to put it in the fire. Eitzim gedolim, if you have. And again, it also has to be big pieces because otherwise you get into chayos of teichin and different things like that. Eitzim gedolim ktsas ruin lahasaka. If you have big pieces of wood and then you want to, throw in the fireplace or burn whatever below bikua, without that they're big, they're small enough you can stick them in the fire without breaking it up. Lo yivakei kol. Then you're also to go ahead and do that. Afilu l'shabram biyad, even to break them. Apart is even beyond even to go ahead and to break it by hand. There are those who aser the rush, whoever asks you from doing it. If that's their chol and different things like that. Aimavin Aitzim in Asada, I feel im Hayam Khunasim Sham Iba Arab. It's also to go ahead and gather wood from a field, even if they were there before Yom Tov. Vabagabifu Basada Shalaf Mishalafanov. But you can go ahead and collect from if it's right outside your house as a field or whatever yard right outside the house, you'll have to go ahead and collect from there. Now you can't go collect from a soda outside the city or whatever. But if it's right next to your house, you'd be allowed to go ahead and collect some wood from there. You can take from the chotzer umadlik sham, and you can go ahead and you can light the fire there. And then use it over there. And you're allowed to go ahead and take wood which was gathered in a Rishus HaYachid, even if it's in a karpa, as long as they're in some sort of frame or border around the wood, so that it's like put aside kilu. This is also inside the Tchum Shabbos. If it's in some sort of a sandbox would be considered a mizgeres. So if you have a sandbox here, so you put it in there, that would be considered, okay, that's muchan. You know, if they're all in the one area, that would be muchan, and it's in Tchum and whatever. So you can collect from there, even if it's not right in front of your house or anything like that, even though it looks like ma'amir, but it's not, and that would be okay. So dawud ale kanim ve'ale gefanim, if you have twigs or leaves from different things or whatever, avav bishehe mechunasim v'karpev, even if they're in a karpev, again this is lomish kofev shleim dira kimesh aruach mufuzaris l'samarheim kimufuzarim. Since the wind blows them around, so therefore they're considered mufuzar, even if they're in all the, it's in the mizgeret and the karpif, basur, v'miniyach aleim kli kovei be'er v'yantav, eilu mukhanim, if you put something heavy on them, before, not a rock, if that's, you can't move that, or a kli kovei, a pot, something like that, then they're considered mukhan, and you can go ahead and you can use them on yantav.